are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And as we go into yet another segment, another episode of our series, which we are running this week, Thankfulness in Adversity, we want to invite you to join us in conversation. Send your text message with us to us to join the conversation, +27734703520. The scripture will say in Philippians 3, verses 7 and 8, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ, right? Whatever were gains to me, I count them as loss. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. In fact, I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ. Today, you want to focus on Paul's words in this passage and how they may apply in our lives as we try to pursue thankfulness in adversity. And Mfundi Simongwe joins us now this afternoon. Pastor, good afternoon to you and welcome.
Very, very good afternoon to you.
Thank you so much, Muruti. Trusting that you had a good morning and a good evening since we last spoke yesterday.
Yeah, boy, yes.
Hallelujah. We are grateful. We are grateful. Thank you once again, Pastor, for joining us and guiding us through this segment as we pursue thankfulness. Now, when you talk gratitude, how does it inform the way that we approach God, be it in prayer, during times of great loss? How do you say thank you, God, for the loss I've experienced? It sounds counterintuitive.
Oh, yes, it is indeed. However, it is an instruction from the Lord, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18.
Yeah.
In everything, give thanks.
Yeah.
For it is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Yes, it's counterintuitive. How can God will that we should be thankful in everything? And then he goes on to rubber stamp and say, because that is God's will for you. So although he's saying, when he says in everything, it means, of course, when it's time for rain, when everything is well, we need not forget him. But also when things are not good for us, now we still need to be grateful to God. I think we have been, from Monday, we have been saying, we are God's children. God has given us the kingdom. We know that he wills whatever he allows. It's because he knows we belong to him, and he knows that he will go through it with us. We have covered that a lot. The past 2 days. Now, James will then say, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So our faith will be tested in various ways at different times. And we need to be grateful. I think what we may keep on repeating is that to be grateful that we are children of God. And that gives a perspective to anything that happens to us. Now, Paul says, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So here's a Christian who says whether it be death or life, I will remain level-headed. as Christ was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He was not influenced. His attitude towards his father was not influenced by his circumstances, but by faith.
And I think, Mfundisi, you made mention of something that perhaps I want to just touch a bit on and hear your thoughts on, to say you make this allusion that we've got God as we go through whatever it is that we are going through, be it a loss of a loved one, a loss of property, a loss of whatever it is, God is with us. And I'm thinking, is that not then the basis of our thankfulness? Not thanking God that I've lost a loved one, but rather thanking God that even in the loss of a loved one, He is there with me. Is that not the focus of the thankfulness, that Jehovah, whatever I go through, You are with me? Am I trying to be too Christian and spiritualize things here?
I think I would agree with that very much, because being grateful does not mean the absence of trouble. It is managing to find good, to see good, in spite of our pain. So hence, yes, we still find gratitude, we still find something, we still experience the presence of God, as you have alluded, even in the midst of that suffering.
Yeah, no, thank you so much, Mfundisi. Pastor, I want to touch on the a verse we started off with as we introduced the study, the segment. Paul makes mention of how the things he counted as gain, now that he's found Christ, he counts them loss. In fact, he says it's garbage to us. And here we are talking about thankfulness. How do we, I'm just trying to find out, what is he grateful for in losing these things? Is he trying to bring a sense of these were not beneficial at all when he found Christ and he looked for true benefit? Is he trying to say these things, because of God, even though they were valuable, they are not as important as God's? I'm just trying to find out, what is it that is supposed to be the grateful part here? What are we praising God for in the things that we used to possess, which when we now find Him and have His presence in our lives, these things are lost to us, but in fact are garbage? Talk to us a bit about that.
Yes, my contribution would be that do you remember the context of Paul saying that it was that he used to be a great person? He was the Pharisees. He did so, but these things would not replace nor compare with being connected to Jesus Christ. So he says, I've lost these things and I count them as garbage. Can I tease ourselves here?
Okay.
Some of us cannot even survive without that car. When we lose that BMW, when we lose that Mercedes-Benz, the
life
GA,
is over for us.
You know, 6'3", and our world is shattered because of the loss of that. When we lose our houses, when we lose our jobs, we cease to have meaning in life. And hence we commit suicide, or we suffer shipwreck of faith. So Paul is saying, I can lose everything and still remain having a sense of purpose because of Christ. So that becomes the anchor. So that, and then Christ Himself says, the wise man built his house on the rock. And so all these things become sinking sand. In Matthew chapter number 6, he deals with that also. He says, all these things.
Mm.
He calls them these things.
Yeah.
Count them as draws. He says straight, shall be added all these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and
wow.
it and the righteousness thereof. And all these things shall be added. Now there's something not so great about something that has been added.
Okay.
It means right next door there's a minus. It can be removed if it was added, if it was not essential, if it was not core to my life, then when it is when it is removed, the core must remain. Did I hear Paul saying faith is the substance of things hoped for, or the evidence of things unseen, and the confidence in what we hope for? That's in Hebrews 11, verse 1. So this kind of faith brings context to how we relate to our children. Who, that like Job, we can lose them. And by the way, Job even lost his wife to death because faith-wise, she was gone. She was dead. Yeah, so okay. How do we relate to things around us in the context of our faith?
Yeah.
Then when we lose all of those things, relationships, how many of our kids are killing themselves because as teenagers, because a boyfriend has ghosted her?
He's ghosted. You are in the know of this lingo.
Yes, yeah, you know, they will do that over somebody they met online. They've not met that person
physically.
So these are real statistics consisting of people, not just academic. We become grateful in the midst of trouble, because we shall remain when everything fails.
So don't fret over things that have been added. The substance is the one that you must pursue, the one you must.
That's correct.
Ah, the lesson is clear.
No, then we, it gives us context to be grateful to God.
And speaking about gratitude, we've got a comment coming through on our line, our WhatsApp line here, Mfundisi. They start off by mentioning this idea of being grateful in all things. You gave the scripture of 1 Thessalonians 5, right? Do we have to employ, says the question, a level of delusion to keep expressing gratitude when all I want to do is cry? I mean, you gave the example of Job. He's going through the most. And then on AWR, they're telling us to just smile, just be happy, just be grateful over all these things. And then she adds, the author of the message here adds a point which I think deserves some level of explanation, Pastor, to say all things come from God, right? I mean, for the wicked, for the righteous, whatever anyone possesses comes from God's hand. And then, so the comment is, low-key, isn't Paul actually being ungrateful for the things he possessed before he's come to Jesus moment, right? With the things before Philippians chapter 3. Isn't he being ungrateful for them if he calls them garbage? I mean, in other versions, it says dung. That's cow dung, manure. Things that's excrement. Yet these things are coming from God. And how can you say such? Because you've got light now?
I think it can be balanced by the text we read that says, in everything. when I get that car, when I get that home, I recognize in Deuteronomy, he says, recognize that it's God who gives you wealth.
Yeah, yeah.
So when they come, I'm grateful. But when they go, I'm not devastated. I'm still grateful that I once had them.
But you don't call them rubbish, Mfundisi. You're grateful. You see, that's the attitude we're expecting from Paul. But he is saying, this is dung. These things are useless to me. Like, how?
In the sense that I will not allow them to rob me of my joy. I used to appreciate them.
Okay.
When they were there, but they're not going to take away who I am and who
absence.
Christ is to me.
Okay.
Because it is at the root of our. It's right there at in the mix of our Christian experience. Let's take it a little bit off, and just say, how many of us have compromised our faith, have lost our relationship with God, compromised the principle for the sake of a car, for the sake of a status, some status.
Yeah.
We bribe in our today's culture. We bribe. We even collaborate in the death of some of our rivals because we say there's no other way I can save these things. Yeah. Then we compromise our relationship. We've got to see them as garbage in order to be able to keep our faith.
And messages loud and clear. Muruti, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for clarifying for us and for helping us understand these very important subjects. To be grateful, to be thankful, and that our presence, our being rests in the fact that God is with us. We thank you again. Until we chat again tomorrow, may God keep you and have a blessed evening.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mfunisi.
The Lord bless. Thank you.
Amen. Pastor Tibawe, Pastor Tiani Mongwe there joining us this afternoon as we talk matters pertaining to our gratitude, to our thankfulness amidst adversity. What's your take to that?
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.